At Banyule Primary School in Melbourne's suburban Rosanna, just outside the city's central business district, students learn to recognise bullying and arm themselves with strategies to combat it. The strategies include simply walking away, telling those doing the bullying to stop, or telling a person in authority. The school has a zero-tolerance approach to bullying. Principal Sharon Marmo says bullying has a destructive effect on learning.
If they don't feel like they want to come to school because they're being bullied, it doesn't matter what the teacher is doing or saying, they're not going to learn.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he wants all children to feel safe. He has written to head teachers of schools around the country, urging them to sign their schools up to the National Day of Action Against Bullying and Violence, scheduled for March the 16th. And he says adults owe it to children to set a good example.
It's time for all of us to take a stand. It's time for all of us to say no to bullying. We have a responsibility as parents and grandparents to set an example for our own children and to ensure that our kids are safe from bullying and violence at school or online, wherever they may be.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten is supportive.
Parents raise the scourge of bullying with me in all my forums that I attend. A parent's worst nightmare is not being able to protect their kids. Bullying is a tremendously disempowering experience.
The tragic consequences of bullying became clear to many people in January when a Northern Territory school student, Amy Everett, killed herself after experiencing persistent online attacks. Analysts say the internet and digital devices mean bullying can be with some children 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Principals Australia Institute Chief Executive Paul Geyer says the role of parents in protecting children cannot be overstated.
It's really important that parents engage with their children about how they're feeling about school and the issues they're experiencing at school.
Education Minister Simon Birmingham says talking about bullying and the issues surrounding it is a good start towards solving the problem.
There's no silver bullet to tackling bullying, but we absolutely need to acknowledge that discussions that can be encouraged by days like the National Day of Action Against Bullying.
So far, more than 2,300 schools have signed up to the National Day of Action, aimed at promoting more inclusive and tolerant school environments. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.